Curtis, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's Amy.
What's up, girl? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Just kind of exhausted. It's been a busy week. How are you?
Yeah. That's the thing. Not exhausted from busy, but just exhausted, I think, from being just stressed and frustrated.
Just being you.
Situation. Yeah, just just the phone system. Why? Do I always sound bummed out?
Sometimes the conversation always starts that way. Sounds like you're a little down.
Yeah, lately. Like the last couple months I have been, but I don't know. Things are getting better. For the most part. This phone system is driving me freaking crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't even receive either of those calls when you actually called me, so I'm not ignoring you. It just doesn't really, like, notify me in a way that I realize that someone's calling until after the fact.
Yeah, it's wacky. The thing is, it goes straight to voicemail. It doesn't even ring.
Oh, okay. So there.
But it's not
something.
Just you. Like it's Grant and Kara. Everybody in operations that I've tried. I think everybody's kind of dealing with the same thing. So.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it is, but I have some. You know, on my side, apparently, like I have to watch my screen because the app will. Like blink a little bit, but it, nothing rings and, you know, nothing like that. So if I don't catch like the light blinking on my screen, then I don't know what's ringing either. But for some reason with you guys, it's all of you are going straight to voicemail. So I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if we're missing something that we're, I can't figure this out. It's not up to me to learn it either. So
Exactly. I agree.
So what's going on?
So I had a question for you. I have a deal that I'm going to actually, I have two different deals, a couple different questions. One, I have an equipment deal that Grant just, Ruben had Grant send an email to Axis because it was our customer we had taken to Axis, and I think looking at the notes, they might have just paid it off a couple months ago.
Okay.
But because they had been making payments to Axis, they apparently called them first. And I had reached out to the client and, you know, he had kind of admitted that he'd, you know, submit to a couple other places. Until I pulled the credit, I didn't realize it was Axis. So it looked like he submitted to Axis. So Grant sent an email just to kind of give them a heads up because they really should be referring the clients back to us because the client only knows about them because we originated the note.
Okay.
Hopefully we can make sure that we get the approval and that nobody else, but we'll know about that tomorrow.
Is this like wooden window or something?
No, this is Fido Technology.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I haven't seen
it. I don't think I have, but I heard Ruben asking him to check on it, so we should know tomorrow.
All right, cool. Now, my main question for you is, he's also looking for working capital. He's got a note with New Logic that we're going to pay off. But should we hold off submitting for working capital until we figure out the equipment side? Do any of our equipment lenders kind of look down on the fact that they may have working capital or they're looking for working capital?
Yeah, I think that kind of the rule of thumb is we try to submit for equipment first, and if that doesn't work on, definitely can move on to working capital. And if it's going to be a matter of, a couple hours of Grant getting a response on that, we can probably submit later on in the day.
Okay.
It just depends on how soon he gets an answer, I guess, from Access. It sounds like he just left a voicemail and couldn't get in touch with anyone.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much already gone. And the reality is, you know, whether, you know, they're going to give us the approval or, you know, I think we probably have to submit it to them and we may even have to submit elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably just have to wait and submit maybe next week for the working capital, I guess.
Okay. And just give me the name of the business again so I can know what to look for.
It's Fido, Phyto.
Okay.
Technology Laboratories.
All right. And what's their can balance?
60K.
All right. Cool. Good to know. I just have that written down, so... I'll remember that we talked about this.
All right, cool. And then I've got another deal that I'll submit to you tonight for tomorrow.
Okay.
She has two. It's a nail farm, but she has two different companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually two different corps, two different tax returns. Does it do us any good to submit both, or is there any chance of them totaling both bank accounts or not really?
I don't think so. Not if they're different entities. But are you saying that both businesses share the same bank account then? So
no, it's two separate banks. One, I think, is doing about 35 a month, and the other one's doing about 15 a month.
Okay.
But they're looking to, I mean, she wants 100 grand. I don't know if she's going to get it. She does have a balance on a working capital note already at like 30. So I'm hoping we can get at least, you know, 60 to 70, but her banks, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to get there.
Yeah.
I thought the other 10 to 15 might help, but,
I was going to say, like, sometimes, customers that have poor banks, like an MCA works out pretty well for them just because, MCA doesn't really, touch their, funds in their bank account at all. It just goes through their processor. So I'm assuming if they're a nail salon, they should be accepting credit cards. Maybe you can ask her if she has credit card statements. If those look strong, maybe we can get her some more money that way.
Okay. Yeah, I've actually got them. So I'll submit those to you as well.
Okay.
I'll send everything to you just so you have, I think the more information for you, the better.
So basically it's like the same owner, but she has two different businesses, different names and different tax IDs, stuff like that.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be nice if, they can consolidate or, just give an approval per the owner, but it's usually by the business and the tax return.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Okay. Sounds good. How's everything else going there? Is it just been crazy or what?
A little bit. Just in comparison to like last month, we're doing pretty good. I mean, a lot of deals coming through, submitting a lot. And then we had two interns that started this month. One of them started while I was on vacation on the honeymoon. And then another one started this week on Monday. So kind of just training them and getting them to help out with operations. They've been pretty good so far, learning a lot, I think, but also, kind of taking away a little bit from what we do, but in the end, I think it'll help just because they can free up some of our time eventually.
Yeah, exactly. That's always the catch 22. If you're not just a sales manager and you actually have stuff you need to do, it's always tough trying to balance those. It's one of the hard things about sales managers as well, especially if you have to do your own deals to make money. It's hard to, give them what they need to help them grow while getting your own stuff done. But
yeah, Yeah, and it's a good learning experience on both sides, like a little bit of, managerial skills for myself and then also giving them the experience that they need for when they get real jobs.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, these guys are just going to be around here for the summer. One of them goes to Cornell and the other one goes to UCSD.
Do you think they'll get through the learning curve by then?
I think so. The one from Cornell started when I was gone, and when I came back, I was pretty surprised at how quickly he was catching on to things, and he's pretty much, moving on his own. He does, like, all of the bank analysis for us. He can submit deals through, like, lender portals and stuff. Yeah, he's catching on fast. And the other one that just started this week, he's kind of leaning on the other guy and sitting with him a lot trying to learn, so.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been good.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. I just realized one more thing. I'm going to send you one more email to see if I can just get payments on a shorter term and a deal that's already approved.
All right.
So whenever you get the chance, it doesn't have to happen today, but whenever you can.
Yeah, just mention the terms that you want, and we'll get that over to you.
All right, cool. It is on its way.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.